occasion in our history, the birth anniversary of the Lady of Light, Fatima Zahra, salawatullah alayha. I would like to take this opportunity after praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering virtually that we are having to celebrate the birth of Fatima Zahra, salawatullah alayha. And I take this opportunity to talk about the status of Fatima Zahra by asking this question: who is Fatima? In answering this question, not only others, but if you even ask many Shias, the response would be Fatima is to be seen in the context of her family relationship. You know, we would say, for example, that she was the beloved daughter of the greatest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or, you know, we would describe her as the honorable wife of the leader of the believers, Amir al-Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Or, for example, we would describe her as the loving mother of the chiefs of youths of paradise, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein alayhim salatu wasalam. Even Allama Iqbal. Allama Iqbal is a very prominent figure in the contemporary Muslim world. He came from the South Asian background, originally from Lahore, and a very, very famous poet of the East. And he has poetry in Farsi language as well as in Urdu. And whatever he has composed about the Ahlul Bayt, interestingly, it's entirely in the Farsi language. There is a qasida, a poem that Allama Iqbal has about Bibi Fatima Zahra. And even Allama Iqbal, initially when he composed this poetry in praise of Fatima Zahra, he actually talks about her in the context of the family relationship, as the mother, as the daughter, as the wife, and a mother. And these relationships are important in their own, you know, right. But we had to realize that Fatima is something greater than that. But let us go through this, you know, initial description used by Allama Iqbal in his poetry. I would like to share that for you in the original Farsi with English translation, inshallah, so that you may also, you know, as we call it, may your iman become more brighter, inshallah. Salawat parne ek baar. Initially, in the first two couplets, he begins by comparing very briefly the position of Fatima Zahra to Bibi Maryam, the mother of Jesus. Where he says, Maryam az yek nisbate Isa aziz, asse nisbat Hazrate Zahra aziz. You know, he says, for her single link to Jesus, Mary is honorable. By three relationships, Lady Fatima is honorable. Then he goes on to talk about the status of Fatima Zahra as the daughter of the Prophet, where he says, Nure chashme rahmatun lil alameen, an imame avvalino akharin. She was an apple of the eye of the mercy of this world, referring to Rasulullah, the imam of the past and the present leaders. Rasulullah was the imam and the leader of all the Anbiya and Mursaleen. And then it says, Anke jaan dar peikare giti damid, ruzgar taze ayin afreed. The father of Fatima was so great, he who breathed life to the body of this world when he brought a new set of divine laws. Then he moves on to describe the status of Fatima Zahra as the wife of Ali. Banu-e antajdar-e hal ata, Murtaza mushkil kusha shir-e khuda. Hal ata is an ayat of Quran. and which was actually in the praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And so keeping that in mind, Iqbal says, Banu-e Antaj Dar-e Hal-Ata. She is wife of the Prince of Hal-Ata. Murtaza Mushkil Kusha Shire Khuda. Murtaza, the God's lion, helper of all. Badshah va kulbe'i iwan-e-u. Yek hisamu yek zira saman-e-u. Talking about Ali, Allama Iqbal very beautifully says, a king who lived like a pauper. He owned nothing but an armor and a dagger. It's not that Ali was a poor person, no. He had affluence by the time he became the ruler of the Muslim world. But he chose to live a very simple life. And this is how, you know, Allama Iqbal puts it, that the husband of Fatima was a king who lived like a pauper. He owned nothing but an armor and a dagger. Then going on to describe Fatima al-Zahra as the mother, he now is talking about mother of Hassan and mother of Hussein. Madare an markaze purkar ishq, madare an karawan salar ishq. Referring to Imam Hassan, basically he's saying, she is mother of the center of law, mother of the chief of caravan of law. Ani yaki shame shabistane haram, hafize jam'iyate khayrul umam. The older one, referring to the older son, he says, one is the lamp of the prophet's shrine, protector of the best of nations. When he describes him as shame shabistane haram, the lamp of the prophet's shrine, which means that the haram of Rasulullah has the light because of the presence of Hassan in Medina. Hafidh jam'iyyati khayrul umam. He is the protector of the best of the nations that Allah created. Ta nashinad atishe peykarokin, pushtepozad barsar tajo nagin. In order to put down strife and hatred, he gave up the throne and the ring, referring to the peace treaty or the truce that Imam Hassan signed with Muawiyah, that he gave up for the sake of the unity of the Ummah. Then Allama Iqbal talks about Bibi Fatima's other son, Hussein. Wa andigar maulai abrare jahan, quwwate bazue ahrare jahan. The other is chief of the righteous people of the world, the inspiration for free people of the world. Even today, wherever you will see, there is, you know, struggle for freedom. If they know anything about Islam and Muslim history, Hussein becomes the inspiration even for non-Muslims. And so Allama Iqbal describes Hussein more by saying, Dar navaye zindagi suz az Hussein, ahle haq hurriyat amuz az Hussein. The breath of life is indeed from Hussein. A true life of a righteous people is from Hussein. Ahli haq hurriyat amuz az Hussein. True people learned freedom from Hussein. At the end, in two couplets, Allama Iqbal then summarizes the position of Fatima Zahra as the mother by saying, Sirate farzandha az ummahat, jawhare sidqo safa az ummahat. Children are reflections of their mothers. Truth and purity's essence comes from mothers. He's saying, if you look at the accomplishments of Hassan and Hussein, it's not only the achievement of Hassan and Hussein, this is the reflection of the upbringing of the mother Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha, salawat pranik bara. And the last couplet that where he ends this issue of motherhood, he says, Iqbal says, Mazra'e taslim ra hasil batul, madaran ra uswe kamil batul. That if you're looking for this issue of submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, the field of submission's fruit is Fatima al-Zahra. A per- A perfect role model for mother is Fatima al-Zahra. A perfect role models for mothers is Fatima al-Zahra. And so Allama Iqbal initially, you know, described Fatima al-Zahra as daughter of Rasul, as the wife of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and as the mother of Hassan and Hussein. These family, you know, relationship by themselves are indeed very significant, because we have to realize that Ahlul Bayt is the holiest family in the world of Islam and in the universe, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll come to the, you know, remaining poetry of Allama Iqbal later on. But when we look at this status of Fatima al-Zahra as a member of that holiest family in the world of Islam, unfortunately, there are some Muslim scholars, speakers, and historians who even try to deny the uniqueness of Fatima's relationship to the Prophet. And they would say, well, Fatima was one of the four daughters of the Prophet. So what is the big deal? And some of, you know, our people who don't really study that much, when they come with the statements like this, they said, oh, you know, why we have been kept in the dark? Why we don't hear about Zainab and Umm Kulsum and Ruqayya, the daughters of the Prophet, other than Fatima al-Zahra? What they have to realize, and tonight that is the topic, not the topic that I have, that those who have researched history, Islamic history of the early days, you know, we have past scholars, including those who are from Lucknow, Maulana Nasir Hussain and some of others, as well as the contemporary scholars of history, like Marhum, say, Ja'far Murtaza of Lebanon. So you have the scholars from India as well as from Lebanon who actually have specialized in the early history of Islam, and they have proven conclusively that Zainab, Umm Kulthum, and Ruqayya were not daughters of the Prophet. They were daughters of Khadija's sisters. And since Khadija raised them, they were commonly referred to as Khadija's daughter, and by extension, they were also called Prophet's daughter. But if you look at the true daughter of Fatima of Rasulullah, it is none other than Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha, salawat brother Iqbala. In none of the ayat of Quran, where the issue of the Prophet's family comes in as far as children are concerned, no one else is mentioned. In ayat of Tathir, Fatima is there. In the ayat about Mubahila, Fatima is there. In Surah Dahar, Fatima is there. In Surah Kawthar, Fatima is mentioned. None of these other names, Zainab or Umm Kulsum or Ruqayya, are mentioned in that context of the daughters of the Prophet. And this is where we have to realize that she had a unique, you know, position. Let me put it this way. Even if Rasulullah had 10 daughters, Fatima is Fatima. Doesn't matter. Allah chose her and no one else from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salawat. However, this is where I would like to now move forward. That just focusing on Fatima's family relationship makes people forget, or, you know, keeps them ignorant of Fatima's personal status. Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha, is holder of the wilayat. She is waliyatullah in her own right. She is not only the daughter of Rasulullah. She is not only the wife of Amir al-Mu'mineen. She is not only the mother of Hassan and Hussein. She is waliyatullah in her own right. And tonight I'll just give you two evidence for that. Number one, look at the Quran. The ayat known as ayat tathir, the words of purification. This is in surah number 33. Ayat number 33, the last but one, the sentence from that ayat. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهَ لِيُضْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْحِيرًا. صلوات from the Quran. Go and study the context of its revelation. You will see that there is no dispute about, Fatima and Ali and Hassan and Hussein being with Rasulullah under the mantle. If there is any controversy, the controversy is that whether the wives of the Prophet are included in that ayat or not. But there is no controversy, no question about Fatima being part of that ayat. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Jibreel to come down and to basically recite this ayat Tathir for the Prophet when he was under this kisa, under the mantle, with his daughter and Ali and Hassan and Hussein, Jibreel asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ هُمْ تَحْتَ الْكِسَىٰ وَاللَّهُ who are these people under the mantle? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not describe them through the Prophet and his relationship to the four individuals with him. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focused on Fatima Zahra as the central figure and introduced others through Fatima Zahra by saying, Hum Fatima wa Abuha wa Ba'luha wa Banuha. The people under this mentor, they are Fatima, her father, her husband, and her sons. Salawat from the Iqbara. The second point that I have, or the evidence here, is looking at the ahadith, confirmed ahadith from the Shia and Sunni sources. For example, Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim both, they narrate this statement about the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, where he says, Fatima bada'atun minni, that Fatima is part of me. Now you might say, any father would say that about their child. But if you look at the words that the Prophet uses after that, this is very unique. This is not just a father talking about the daughter. In Sahih Bukhari it says, فاطمة بضعة مني فمن أغضبها أغضبني. Whoever makes her angry has made me angry. In Sahih Muslim, the words فاطمة بضعة مني end with a slight difference. يُضِينِ مَا أَعْضَاهَا. Whatever hurts her, hurts me also. Or there is another version where it says, مَنْ أَعْضَاهَا فَقَدْ أَعْضَانِي. Whoever hurts her has hurt me. And you look at all the statements about فاطمة بضعة مني and then combine that with ayat number 57 of surah number 33. And the conclusion that you will get is very obvious. The conclusion is that whoever hurts Fatima Zahra has hurt the Prophet. And whoever hurts the Prophet has hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't tell me, can anyone hurt the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not in the real sense. But when you hurt the Prophet, Allah says it's as if you're hurting me. And that is in Surah Ahzab, ayat 53. And then it goes on. And so when you have that issue that, الَّذِينَ يُوبُونَ, those who hurt Allah and Rasul, Allah condemns such people. And so whoever hurts the Prophet, the Fatima has hurt the Prophet. Whoever hurts the Prophet has hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will never be pleased with such a person, whoever he or she may be. And so this is on one side. On the other side, we have a hadith on the positive side where the Prophet says, Fatima bada'atun minni, Fatima is part of me. Whoever makes her happy, makes me happy. And so whoever makes Fatima happy, he makes Rasulullah happy. And whoever makes Rasulullah happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also, you know, pleased with that person. And this is where we say that Fatima, beyond her family ties, has a vilayat in her own right. And she is waliyatullah, Fatima Zahra, salawatullah alayha, salawat. In words of the Sunni scholar Ibn Abil Hadid al-Mu'tazili, who has written a commentary on Ahl al-Balagha, when he looks at these ahadith about Fatima tabadha'atun minni and the words mentioned by Rasulullah after these words, when he puts it all together, he says, after these ahadith of Rasulullah, you don't have a choice but to believe that Fatima is ma'asuma. She is infallible. Otherwise, these expressions of Rasulullah about her would not make sense at all. When the Prophet says, Fatima tubada'atun minni, Fatima is part of me, what does it mean? As I said earlier, this is not the Prophet talk, this is not the father talking about the daughter. This is Rasulullah talking about Waliyatullah al-Uzma. When the Prophet says that Fatima is part of me, what he actually is saying that Fatima is not only my daughter, but she is also part of my mission. She is the perfect role model for Muslim women and men. Her life exemplifies for us the worshipping of God on one side and the concern for the well-being of the people on the other side. She exemplifies for us this issue of, you know, being the source of knowledge and somebody as a living example of who lived according to her knowledge. She symbolized the Islamic modesty in her attire and her behavior, as well as at the same time, her commitment to socio-political issues. When you look at the life of Fatima Zahra, when you look at her struggles during the last months of her life after Rasulullah, you come to realize that you can be active and hijabi. Hijab does not prevent a lady from fulfilling her role in the society. She was actually the main pillar in support of Amirul Mu'mineen's wilayat. Actually, Fatima was the first shahida, martyr in the path of the wilayat of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. And finally, let me say that Fatima was, with her husband Ali, the best example of al-insan al-kamil, the perfect human being. When you look for perfection in human life, you need role models. And this is where you will see in form of Ali and Fatima. They are the example of al-insan al-kamil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes pride in them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, once made a statement where he says, kamula min ar-rijal kathirun, that many for among the men, there are many who have attained perfection. You know, you look at the list of the Anbiya, Mursaleen, the Prophets, and the Imams. وَلَمْ يُكْمِلْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. But when it comes to the women, you know, no one has attained perfection إِلَّا, except these names. He mentions four names. Maryam, the mother of Isa, Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, Khadija, the wife of Rasulullah, and Fatima bint Muhammad, salawatullah alayha. In none of the ahadith of the Muslim sources, Shia and Sunni alike, will you see these four names coming together with any other combination. It's always Maryam, Asiya, Khadija, Fatima. None of the other women around Rasulullah have ever been given that honor that Rasulullah has given to Khadija and Fatima by including them in the list of Maryam and Asiya. Salawat parne ek bar. In the earlier part of my talk, I presented to you the poetry of Allama Iqbal, in which he describes Fatima's family relationship as a daughter, as a wife, and the mother. But I did not end the poetry there. It seems that at the end of his poetry, Allama Iqbal realized that he has really not done justice to the personality of Fatima al-Zahra by describing her in the family terms only. Because Fatima deserves to be praised in her own right, irrespective of being the daughter of Rasulullah, the wife of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and the mother of Sayyida Shabab Ahl Jannah. And therefore, Allama Iqbal then ends his poem with a special homage to Fatima by saying something very bold and courageous. And I think this is the peak of his, you know, qasida about Fatima al-Zahra, where he says, Rishteye ayin haq zanjir past, pase farmane janabe mustafast, where he is saying that the divine ordinance are my feet's shackles. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have restrained me. Pase farmane janabe mustafas. Prophet Muhammad's command is my manacles. I have to respect what the Prophet said. Varna girde turbatash gardidami. Sajdeha bar khake u pashidami. Otherwise, he says, I would have circled around her crypt, around her grave, around her shrine, again and again and again. I would have placed my forehead on her grave and done sajda on her grave again and again and again. Salawat. This is where we come to realize that, you know, a great scholar and a poet, Allama Iqbal, this is how he ends, by saying that, you know, Fatima al-Zahra herself deserves that respect. And if it wasn't for this restraints in my religion, you know, I would be doing the tawaf of the turbat and the shrine of Fatima al-Zahra. I would be doing sajda on the grave of Fatima al-Zahra. In this era of materialism and secularism, even some Shias are shying away from believing and talking about the spiritual status of Fatima al-Zahra. In such an environment, it is imperative for our speakers and scholars and our, you know, teachers and students to highlight not only the socio-political aspects of the life of Fatima al-Zahra, but also talk about her spiritual status. Don't wait for others to do that. And I tell you, haq can never be covered. If you don't speak, others will come and speak. There is a very famous Catholic scholar who is a teacher of the theology, even in Vatican itself, coming from South Africa. And he started, you know, doing research about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But then he realized that before I do the research of Hussein, he was so much impressed by the personality of the mother that he ended up, you know, diverting his research initially and ended up writing a book about Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayha. So don't wait for others. Let the Shias work on the personality of Fatima al-Zahra. Remember, she is not only the daughter and a wife and a mother. She is the Lady of Light. She is a ma'suma, infallible, purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. She is the mother of our 11 Imams. And most importantly, she is the link between the chain of Nubuwwat and Imamat. Salawat. आज की इस महफिल में कुछ बुजुर्गों ने भी पहले भी कहा था कि आपने मजालिस और महाफिल में उर्दू सेक्शन को बहुत ही कम कर दिया है, तो लिहाजा उनके इस दरख्वास्त को जहन में रखते हुए ज़रा ज़्यादा गुफ्तगु होगी आज जनाब सैदा के बारे में। तकरीर के शुरू में मैंने अल्लामा इकबाल के जो फ़ारसी कसीदे को पेश किया था, उसमें बात हो रही थी कि आम तौर से लोग फ़ातिमा के ख़ानदानी नस्बत की बुनियाद पर उनका तारुफ करते हैं, ये बिनत रसूल हैं, ज़ौजे अली हैं, मादर हसनैन हैं। ये नस्बतें बहुत ही अजीम हैं। अगर आप सिर्फ इस नस्बत को ही देखें, मसलन हमारे यहाँ क्या कहा जाता है इस्लाम में, रसूल इस्लाम खुद फरमाते हैं कि अगर खुदा ने आपको बेटी दी तो बेटी को रहमत समझो, बेटों को नेमत समझो। नेमत के बारे में सवाल जवाब होगा, रहमत के बारे में सवाल जवाब नहीं होता है। तो बेटी को रहमत खुदा समझो। इस पस मंजर में आप देखें, रसूल इस्लाम बाबा हैं, उनका लकब क्या है कुरान में, रहमतन लिल आलमीन। बाबा जो है पूरी कायनात के लिए रहमत हैं, लेकिन बेटी जो है वो रहमतुन लिल आलमीन के लिए रहमत का बायस बनी है। रसूल इस्लाम ये भी कहते हैं कि इंसान जब शादी करता है तो शादी करके उसने अपने आधे ईमान, निस्फ ईमान की हिफाजत कर ली है, दूसरे हाफ की जिम्मेदारी उसके ऊपर है। रसूल इस्लाम ने जंगे खंदक में क्या क्या कहा था अली के बारे में, कि अली जो है कुल ईमान है। लेकिन रसूल की उस हदीस की रोशनी में जहां इज़दवाज रिश्ते की बात करते हैं कि शादी करके आपने निस्फ ईमान को बचा लिया है, उस रोशनी में फातिमतु जहरा कुल ईमान के निस्फ ईमान की मुहाफिज बनती है। यही रसूल फरमाते हैं अल जन्नत तहत अकदाम अल उम्महात, कि जन्नत जो है माँ के कदमों के नीचे है। हसन और हुसैन क्या है, सैयद शबाब अहल जन्ना है, जवानान जन्नत के सरदार हैं। जवानान जन्नत के सरदार की जन्नत जो है फातिमा के कदमों में है। सलावात पढ़ने एक बार। तो ये रिश्ते, ये नस्बतें जो जनाब फातिमा की हैं, ये अपनी जगह पे बहुत अहम है, इसको कम ना समझें। लेकिन ये याद रहे कि फातिमा ज़हरा सिर्फ बेटी नहीं है, सिर्फ ज़ौजा नहीं है, सिर्फ माँ नहीं है, बज़ात खुद वलीयतुल्लाह हैं। खुदा वंद आलम ने इन्हें विलायत दी है, ये हलक़े वसल हैं, द क्रूशल लिंक नबुवत और इमामत के दरमियान। और उसको समझने के लिए आप मुबाहला के वाक़यात सुनते रहते हैं कि सन 9 हिजरी में, वो भी मदीना में, यानी तकरीबन पूरा शहर जो है अब मुसलमानों से भरा हुआ है, नजरान के क्रिश्चियंस आते हैं। तफसील में हमें नहीं जाना है, मुबाहला का वाक़या पेश नहीं करना है। आखिर में क्या होता है कि ये मुबाहले के लिए आएंगे और कुरान की आयत के लिहाज से रसूल ने उन्हें चैलेंज किया कि तआलो, कि आओ, हम अपने अनफुस को लेके आएंगे, तुम अपने अनफुस को लेके आओ, यानी हम अपने आप को लेके आएंगे, तुम भी अपने आप को लेके आओ, हम अपने बेटों को लेके आएंगे, तुम भी अपने बेटों को लेके आओ, हम अपनी औरतों को लेके आएंगे, तुम भी अपनी औरतों को लेके आओ। रसूल कहीं जंगल में नहीं थे, सफ़र में नहीं थे, मदीना में थे। सन 9 हिजरी की बात हो रही है, हजारों की तादाद में मुसलमान मौजूद हैं, खुद रसूलुल्लाह के ख़ानदान में, रसूल इस्लाम के असहाब में, लेकिन जब रसूल आते हैं किस तरह से आते हैं, सिर्फ चार लोगों को साथ लेके जाते हैं, अनफुस की जगह अपने को और अली को लेके जाते हैं, जबकि अरबी में ये जो अल्फाज होते हैं प्रूलर अनफुस और अबना और निसा, ये प्रूलर का मतलब ये होता है कम से कम तीन, लेकिन अनफुस में सिर्फ दो लेके गए अपने को और अली को। अबना बेटों की बात हुई, वहां भी सिर्फ दो लेके जाते हैं हसन और हुसैन को। निसा में तो कमाल हो गया, वहां तो सिर्फ एक खातून को लेके जाते हैं फातिमा ज़हरा को। लेकिन जिस पॉइंट पर हम आना चाहते हैं, रसूल जिस तरह से आए हैं मुबाहले के लिए उस मैदान में, वो मंजर अपने जहन में रखें। रसूल इस्लाम आगे आगे हैं, हसन को अपने हाथ में लिए हैं, हुसैन को अपने गोद में लिए हुए हैं, हसन जो है साथ साथ नाना के दूसरे हाथ को पकड़े हुए चल रहे हैं, रसूल के पीछे फातिमा तो जहरा आ रही हैं, फातिमा के पीछे अली चल रहे हैं। बज़ाहिर आप कहेंगे इसमें कौन सी बड़ी बात है, लेकिन अगर आप सिंबॉलिक सेंस में इस मंजर को देखें, आगे कौन चल रहा है? आखिरी नबी और रसूल चल रहा है। पीछे कौन चल रहा है? पहला इमाम और वसी चल रहा है। यानी दूसरे अल्फाज में मुझे कहने दीजिए कि आगे नबुव्वत चल रही है, पीछे इमामत चल रही है। आगे नबुव्वत है और पीछे इमामत है, बीच में कौन है? नबुव्वत और इमामत के दरमियान जो हलके वसल है, जो चेन है, जो लिंक है, उसका नाम है फातिमतुज़्ज़हरा। सलावात पढ़ने पर तो ये बात जहन में रखें, फातिमा नबी नहीं थी, इमाम नहीं थी, लेकिन बिजात खुद मासूमा थी, मोहम्मद और अली और हसन और हुसैन की तरह, और वो क्रूशल लिंक बन जाती हैं, हलके वसल बन जाती हैं उस सिलसिला का, जो जिसका नाम नबूवत है, जो ख़त्म हो रहा है, और उसको मिलाती हैं उस सिलसिले से जो नया सिलसिला शुरू होने वाला है हिदायत का, जिसका नाम है इमामत, और बीच में फातिमा तो ज़हरा है। आइए इस महफिल को के इख्तिताम में कुछ और अशार मरहूम सैयद नसीरुद्दीन शाह नसीर, एक सूफ़ी मुर्शिद गुजरे हैं पाकिस्तान के, अभी 2 साल पहले इनका इंतकाल हुआ है, इनकी एक नज़्म है बहुत ही अच्छी, उसमें सिर्फ 4 अशार मिसरे आपके सामने हम पेश करेंगे। वो फरमाते हैं, बिज़अतुन मिन्नी कहें जिसको रसूले इंसो जान, बिज़अतुन मिन्नी यानी मेरा टुकड़ा है, बिज़अतुन मिन्नी कहें जिसको रसूले इंसो जान, उससे बढ़कर और क्या हो उस दुरे यकता किशान, बज़अतुन मिन्नी कहें जिसको रसूले इंसो जान, इससे बढ़कर और क्या हो उस दुरे यकता किशान, जिसकी आमद पर खड़े हों खुद इमामुल अंबिया। ये हदीस बुखारी में भी है, सही बुखारी में, कि बीबी जब आती थी घर में बाबा से मिलने तो रसूलुल्लाह खड़े हो जाते थे। ये बाबा नहीं खड़े हो रहे थे, रिश्ता ऐसा है कि बाप बेटी के लिए खड़ा नहीं होता है, ये जो है रसूल खड़े हो रहे हैं वलीयतुल्लाह के लिए, उस हलके वसल के लिए जो नबूवत और इमामत के दरमियान है, जिसकी आमद पर खड़े हों खुद इमामुल अंबिया, देखिए चश्मे नबुव्वत में जरा जहरा की शान। सलावात पढ़ने एक बार और। खुदावंद आलम की बारगाह से दुआ है, खुदावंदा इस कलील बात कबूल फरमा, खुदावंदा इन हालात में जहां आलम बशरियत और खुसूसन मुसलमान और शिया मुश्किलात से गुजर रहे हैं, खुदावंदा बिहक फ़ातिमा وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها. آرون کے ذریت سے تسعت المعصومین من ذریتها، خداوندہ ان کا واسطہ دیتے ہیں کہ تمام انسانوں کو کرونا وائرس کی اس مصیبت سے نجات دے، عالم اسلام میں امن و امان کی فضا پیدا کر، شیعان علی شیعان فاطمہ کو اپنے حفظ امان میں رکھ، تکفیری افواج کے تمام صلاحیتوں کو سازشوں کو نیست و نابود فرما، امام کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. خداوند عالم آپ سب کو یہ ولادت جناب سیدہ مبارک قرار دے انشاءاللہ. والسلام علیکم ورحمۃ